Oh, Christmas is all done, and now we're moving into the new year. Ah, I love Christmas. You know, all the fellowship that it brings us and stuff like that. But whenever we have these highs, sometimes we have the lows that generally follow. And I hope that your lows aren't too low. But if they do, please call me and let's have a conversation. I can always strike up a conversation in a minute. But good morning, everybody. So nice to see you all today. Thank you for being with us here today on this bright, shiny New Year's Eve day. Are you ready for the new year? That's the question. Are you ready, Jamie? You ready for the new year? Anybody here plan on watching any of the football games that's coming on pretty soon? Oh, you got a couple football player people. Dan, are you a football kind of guy? Oh, yeah, I like football. What about the Tournament of Roses parade? Anybody watch that? Oh, I watch that every year. I think it's just the most beautiful thing. I read one year about how this beautiful float in the middle of the parade procession broke down in the middle of the parade route. The whole parade was held up until someone finally came along and fixed the problem. The float was representing the company called Standard Oil Company. And even with its vast oil reserves, the truck unfortunately ran out of gas. I bet that was embarrassing for them back then. But yeah, I love the Rose Bowl parade and everything that goes with it and the food and stuff like that. And if anybody has a party or leftovers for that matter, just let me know. I'd be happy to join you. But I found a couple Bible verses that maybe can help us usher in the new year. Isaiah 43:18 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert." And then 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And then finally, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you." This is one of my favorite verses. "I know that the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a new future." Isn't that an awesome verse? Yeah. Well, I pray this new year brings you that new hope and joy that only really comes through a life of knowing Jesus Christ. As far as the church goes, this last year has been fabulous. I mean, we've seen so much change. Would you agree, Roger? A lot of changes last year? Positive change in the past few months. And my prayer that momentum now will continue and we will be blessed with seeing many people come to Christ in this friendly and beautiful town here we call Orion in this community, in this church. We are blessed, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you realize that. Well, if you haven't guessed it yet from the hymns that we played this morning and the verse that Jeremiah spoke of this morning, the topic of today's message is going to be about joy. Last week we sang, if you recall, "Joy to the World." You know that song? That's a good song. And we talked about Christmas joy. Well, we could all use a little bit of joy this time of year. And I will argue that when the skies get dark and the days get short, sometimes our spirits kind of like fall. We need that joy that only God can bring. "I got joy, joy," sing with me, "joy, joy down in my heart." Hey! Yeah. I hope you truly do have that joy. And I hope that this message today brings you much joy too. That and then share that joy with others as well. But so please turn in your Bibles, if you will, to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, page 537 in the Pew Bibles, which is the inspired and the infallible living Word of God. But first, let us start with prayer. Father God, we humble ourselves and adore you, Lord, for everything you've done for us in our lives. How unworthy that we are, Lord. One, that you created us, but two, that you sustain us, and three, that you provide a way for us to have fellowship with you for all of eternity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Watch after us, Lord, as we're going through your words here today, and let us apply them to our lives moving forward. It's in your precious name we pray. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. So we're going to start out this morning with a psalm here from King David. King David. Everybody here ever meet a king before? Nah, me neither. King David. This psalm also fulfills the New Year's hopeful message, in my opinion. So now listen to the words as I read them that through King David in Psalm 118. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let Israel say, His faithful love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His faithful love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His faithful love endures forever." Everybody say, "His faithful love endures forever."
Amen.
It says, it continues, it says, "I called to the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and put me in a spacious place. The Lord is for me. I will not be afraid. What can a mere mortal do to me? The Lord is my helper. Therefore, I will look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humanity. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than trust in nobles. All the nations surround me in the name of the Lord. I destroyed them." And they surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me in the name of the Lord. I destroyed them. They surrounded me like bees. They were extinguished like fire amongst the thorns. In the name of the Lord, I destroyed them. They pushed me hard to make me fall, but the Lord help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. There are shouts of joys and victory in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand performs valiantly. The Lord's right hand is raised. The Lord's right hand performs valiantly. I will not die, but I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord disciplined me severely, but did not give me over to death. Open the gates of righteousness for me. I will enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the Lord's gate. The righteous will enter through it. I will give thanks to you because you have answered me and become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This came from the Lord. It's wondrous in our sight. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, save us. Lord, please grant us success. He who comes in the name of the Lord is blessed. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord God has given us light. Bind the festival sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is what?
Good.
His faithful love endures forever. Amen? Amen. Hey, that completes my sermon. That is a great message that David gave us back there. That's Psalm 118. Put that in your most liked verses, because that's a good one. This message today, we will concentrate specifically, though, on verse 24, where it says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." The word rejoice finds its root, though, in the word joy. Joy. It's all about joy. Joy is, it's a difficult to find sometimes. And solid and lasting joy, I'm sorry, even seems impossible for some. Especially when we have the stresses and problems and complaints and fights and worries and arguments. It's hard to find joy in the midst of that. I'm going to give you a gift of some joy-filled Bible verses in what follows, that it might minister to your hearts and your souls and your minds and prepare you for the new year ahead. God offers us real joy, solid joy, and lasting joy. 2 Peter 1:3, it is written, "His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory for goodness." We need joy, and God gives us joy, offers us joy. Say this with me. There is joy for me. There is joy for me. One more time. There is joy for me. It helps sometimes just to speak those words. It makes a difference. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, "Rejoice always, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Question: when is the last time that you truly rejoiced? Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Let me say that again. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is the fruit of what's inside of you. Fruit of the Holy Spirit that is inside you that should be pouring out in your character. God is, and in the Holy Spirit, gives us His joy. And He commands us now to exercise and be joyful. Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, rejoice. You're reading your Bibles, aren't you? People long for joy, but they are trying to find joy in all the wrong places, it seems. They might find temporary happiness in what's going on in the world, but not long-lasting, real joy. I know that there are some here today. Their souls are crying out that they might find that true and lasting joy. "Change my heart, O God. I need your joy," they might be saying. If they're not saying it verbally, they're saying it inwardly. To those I offer this verse, Psalm 37:4. It says, take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. This is God's truth, brothers and sisters. And if your heart's desire is truly for joy, then ask God for prayer and He will give it to you. Take delight in Him, this says. Don't look for it in the world. There isn't any true lasting joy in what the world has to offer. We are to be in the world, but not of the world, the Bible tells us. In the world, but not of the world. Matthew 6:19 says, "Don't store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal." By the way, anybody hear about the thievery that's been taking place in this tiny town of Orion last week? Horrible, horrible. Even stole the Christmas presents from the pastor's truck next door. Sad. Don't put up your treasure. Don't call those your treasures. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth or rust destroys and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Yeah. Where is your treasure this morning, brothers and sisters? Do you need maybe a treasure map to find it? Let me tell you, it's right here. God's Word. Are you ready to dig a little for this treasure? Let us open up a little bit more of God's Word. Psalm 119:162 says, "I rejoice over your promises like one who finds vast treasures." The treasure of God, the joy He has to offer in His Word, in His promises. That's what they're talking about here. John 15:11 says, "I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." You know all of these verses. It's all about finding that joy. Today we talk about in Sunday school what contentment means. It's finding joy in your circumstance, being satisfied with God in your circumstances, despite what is really going on. We need to dig deep though, brothers and sisters. Commit yourself in your heart to receiving God's treasure trove of joy. And again, the best place to start is in God's Word. Sometimes it's a mechanical process. If you're feeling low, just crack that book open and look inside. And you will be surprised how in just reading it, doing the mechanical process of reading it, it will melt your fears and your troubles away. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Your words were found and I ate them." Isn't that awesome? "Your words were found and I ate them. Your words became a delight to me and the joy of my heart, for I bear your name, Lord God of armies." What a great verse. Psalm 119:14 says, "I rejoice in the way revealed by your decrees as much as in all the riches. I will meditate on your precepts and think about your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Psalm 119:47 says, "I will delight in your commands, which I love. I will lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes." Meditate means much more than just reading, dear brothers and sisters. We need to contemplate. I looked up the synonyms for that word meditate. It says contemplate, consider, deliberate, and reflect upon God's holy word. It is the true and only path to God's treasure of joy indeed. I've been watching this show on TV. It's called Oak Island. Anybody ever hear that? You seen it? A couple of you? I like it. I get hooked on that show. I'm waiting for them to find that treasure they've been digging for so long. It's such a great little, I think it's on Netflix or something like this. They've been digging for years and years and years, 100 years, trying to find that treasure. We're talking about treasure here, of joy. Psalm 119:11 says, I have your decrees as a heritage forever. Indeed, they are the joy of my heart. Are God's words the joy of your heart? Or are you satisfied with something less? Again, Psalm 118:24, what we read previously, says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The word, though, let us, is actually a plea. It's a request. Again, have you pleaded and asked God for joy lately? He's telling you, he's asking you, he's pleading with you to rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 51:10, David said, God, create a clean heart in me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence or take the Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of your salvation to me and sustain me by giving me a willing spirit. Now let me remind you, David went through some good times and some horrible times. And in those horrible times, he's saying here that his word is what sustains me, keeps me, drives, picks me up when I'm down. So if you ever get depressed, I'm telling you, open up God's word. John 16:24, Jesus said, until now you have asked nothing in my name, ask and you will receive so that your joy may be complete. Complete joy, brothers and sisters, comes through prayer, reading God's word according to Scripture. Ask God to reveal his path for you. Psalm 16:11 says, you reveal the path of life to me. The treasure map, you know? You reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. At your right hand are eternal pleasures. This is a mortal time that we're living in. Mortal. This is like a second womb, if you will, in preparation for eternity with heaven. Again, this is a prescription for us today, and it says God's presence in God's presence is abundant joy. Are you living with God in His presence? Do you feel God's presence? So many people these days don't feel they have time for God. Amen? Sad, sad. And they got their busy and chaotic daily lives. However, if you want to find joy, don't forsake spending time with them. Read and meditate on the Word of God. It will change your life for good. There's a lot of people say, I don't have time to go to church. I can't tell you how many times I've run into people say that. I don't have time for church. Brothers and sisters, if you don't have time for church, you need to be in church. Because that's the only place that you're going to find true relief. A man called Job in the Old Testament, remember him? He was a man who knew very well the troubles and travesties of life. In Job 33:26, it says, he will pray to God and God will delight in him. That person will see his face and shout for joy, and God will restore his righteousness to him. And that's exactly what happened to Job. He stuck to it. He didn't give up, despite all his friends telling him, just curse God and die, Job. He didn't. Even his wife told him, curse God and die, and he didn't. He hung in there, and everything was restored, even more so than what he had in his first place. Stick with it, especially when times are hard. That's a test, brothers and sisters. That's a test. Don't fail the test. God is a good, and he's a God of abundant joy, real joy, eternal joy for you and for me. But attaining that joy is really based on the choices we make. A choice to pray or not. A choice to read His holy word or not. A choice to spend time with Him in the presence of God or not. And the best way for us to move beyond the circumstances we face in this challenging life is we must choose Him as a priority. Grab hold of the joy that He has. Choose to follow Him in His perfect and holy will. It has nothing to do with what you have. As we've talked about in Sunday school, contentment means being content regardless of what you have. And in doing so, by grabbing hold of God, we will also bring joy to God our Father in heaven. Isn't that awesome thought? You can bring joy to your Father in heaven. If you are a parent like me, you know that how much joy it brings us when our children are joyous, doesn't it? Who do you think of God as any different? God wants you to have joy. And in His joy, it is complete. And His joy is complete when you are joyous. In our world today, joy is truly much needed. The world is really seeking out joy or entertainment, if you will, but sadly, they don't know where to find it. In that case, that's why God still has you as a Christian in this world today. He wants you to be His instrument for joy to the world. Matthew 5:16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to Father God in heaven. As a Christian, that is our purpose. We should be like the moon is reflecting the sun. We should be a reflection of the sun. So let your light, your hope, your love, your joy shine before men. Be God's light unto the world. Go tell the people. Like we sung last week, go tell it on the mountain. That's a great song. But talk to people. Share with them. And in doing so, I promise you that you too will be blessed with His joy as a result. And you will even be bringing joy into heaven. Luke 15:10 says, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. Isn't that awesome? Be part of the solution, I think is what God's trying to tell us here. We believe that Jesus gave Himself up on the cross at Calvary to serve as our blessed Messiah and Savior. He is now the source of our joy. We need a Savior because we realize we can't get to heaven on our own accord. You see, to enter the gates of heaven, we must be without sin. Well, who here is without sin? None of us. Heaven is a perfect place, and anyone who enters heaven must be perfect. I know that I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. My sins must be paid for before I can enter in the gates of heaven. Therefore, God sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross, to pay for my sin. Jesus was the only person, the only solution possible throughout all history that was without sin. He was the perfect sacrificial lamb, and because He paid for my penalty, I can now have fellowship with Him in heaven for all eternity. If that doesn't give you hope, I don't know what does. It is because of this, what Jesus did, that I can have much joy, and so can you. So choose today to follow Jesus Christ, the Savior that was born to bring joy to the world. So in conclusion, I will suggest that there are many people today, even in this church, that are Christian, but they fail to stay engaged with and plugged into God's joy. They come for a while and then they fall off. They come for a while and they fall off. And then when you do that, you'll find a direct correlation with your true joy. There's no worse position to be in than to be a Christian not going to church. Because now the Savior is inside you. The Holy Spirit is inside you. And He's telling you, He's screaming at you, He's nagging you, He's telling you, go to church, read your Bible. And we don't do it, that makes us miserable. Don't you see? If you're a Christian, your rightful place is to be doing these things. Just like the Rose Bowl parade at the start of our message today. It had a virtually unlimited capacity for gasoline, but yet it ran out of gas. Same thing goes for us. We have virtually unlimited capacity, fuel for joy in Father God, yet they break down in the middle of the parade. Don't be like that. God doesn't want that for you. He wants you to be the shining light of His joy to the world. So, brothers and sisters, read your Bibles. Get on your knees and pray to the Lord. Be in His presence and choose to serve in His mission to be the light of the world. Then you can say with the Apostle Paul, despite your circumstances, I count it all joy. I count it all joy indeed. Amen? Please rise and let's close. If this message has touched you in some way, if you would like us to pray over you, to help you along your path of receiving that joy, then I invite you to come forward and let me pray over you here today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this day. We need this message of joy, Lord. We need it. And we thank you, Lord, for providing it for us so readily available. Help us, Lord, to dig deep and rely and lean on it more as we go forward. And Father God, inspire us to be part of your solution to bring that joy to the world. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. And watch after us, Lord, and push us forward for your glory and purpose alone. It's in your precious name we pray. Everybody said?
Amen.
Please sing with me, Amazing Grace. God can bring. Thank you for being here today. We're going to have some popcorn. Please join us for some fellowship. God bless you all.
Nice job, Jamie.